Good evening. We are joined by the newest member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame class of 2019 with a whopping record 96% of the vote, and that is four-time champion Jeff Gordon. Jeff, for all of us, it was a foregone conclusion. Maybe in your head you were trying to avoid that. When you heard that you're in, what was the first feeling that you had?
Yeah, I mean, you never know until they announce it. So, I was trying not to get my hopes up or get too caught up into all of it. But yet today, having my family and so many people reach out to me once the announcement came. So that was fantastic. I'm so honored. I mean, I've been coming here to the hall the last several years, being a part of other inductees, and every time I've had a chance to come here, especially when it's people that you worked with, like Ray Evernham and Rick Hendrick, people that you know that you competed against, like Mark Martin. I mean, those are when you start to realize how special this is, and luckily NASCAR has made it so special. So I've always said timing has been on my side in my career, and the timing couldn't be better than right now to be going into the Hall of Fame. This is very special.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Congratulations. Take questions now for Jeff. Raise your hand. We have a mic. We'll get to you. Please state your name and affiliation. We'll start over here with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net, PRN. Actually, I want to know what about those other four ballot, the 4%? What is their deal? But seriously,
we're working on getting some others in there, maybe. I don't know.
But more importantly, what was your first reaction and with sharing that with your family?
Yeah, I was over at Fox Studios because they were, I guess, going all in on their bet, and so. So they did a special, which that's sort of my new team, right? My new family, and to have my kids and Ingrid and my mom and dad over there, we were watching, it live over there in one of their green rooms, and when you hear your name, I don't know, I had different feelings. I wasn't that nervous until it got to that moment. Then I was like, man, this is very special, and when you're surrounded by your family and especially my mom and dad. I mean, they sacrificed everything to get me into racing, and I can just see the look on their eye of how proud they are because of the role they played and how they've seen me since I was just a kid be passionate about racing. And I think sort of disbelief for all of us that it's led to this, right? That all that I've accomplished and the things that I've been able to experience, people I've worked with, people I've met, and then now to go into the Hall of Fame is kind of surreal. It's really, I feel like it was just yesterday I was driving a race car. So it's very surreal, but a huge honor. And then the next thing was I wanted to see who the other four were because they announced me first. And I'm so excited about going in with this class of inductees because every one of them played a role in my life in some way, somehow, whether it be directly or indirectly. Roger Penske, I was a avid Rick Mears fan. So, to go in the same year as Roger, of course, racing against him, and I know how much he means to Rick. He's just a class act. But that stands out in my mind. My first race was Alan Kulwicki's last race when he won. My first race was his race that he won the championship with. That was a very special day for him. And Ray Evernham worked for him, and I knew people on his team. And I went over to his shop when I was a kid, first coming to North Carolina. Friends of mine knew Alan. We had people worked on my teams and probably still work at Hendrick that used to work on Allen's team. Jack Roush, of course, we were fierce competitors against one another. And a lot of people don't realize that there was some talks before I went to work for Rick Hendrick of possibly driving for Jack Roush. because I was, you know, with Ford there for a couple of years. And then Davey Allison. I mean, Davey and I can't wait to see Bobby. I don't know if he's where he is, but I can't wait to hug him because I know how much this means to him and his family. But Davey was somebody special to me. I really looked up to Davey. Of course, a lot of people compared me and him because maybe my mustache. I don't know. But he was a rock star, and you know, he was the one that was going to take NASCAR to the next level, had his life not been cut short. But as a race car driver, as a competitor, as a person, as a friend, he was just an awesome person. And so I had a special connection, you know, with him, and I think all the time about where that friendship would have gone, you know, had Davey still been with us here today. So that to me is making it even more special right now.
Another question for Jeff. Go to Brendan and then Caleb.
Hey, Jeff, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Brendan Marks from the Charlotte Observer. You mentioned Ray there, and we got a chance to speak to him right after the announcement was made, and he said, I'm sure that this means the most to Jeff because he's able to do it with his family and especially with his kids, especially since they didn't get to see all of the wins and all of the championships. What was their reaction, and did they fully appreciate the moment, I guess?
Hard to tell. I mean, my son is 7, so they thought it was cool that they were on TV, you know, because I was doing it over at Fox. I think my wife probably shared enough with them for them to understand this is special. You know, we don't have a lot of racing in our home. Of course, they know that I'm watching it on TV. When I take them to school, I'm listening on the radio. So they certainly know from their experience at the track and from those experiences what you know, racing means to me. And my son just started, you know, doing some quarter midget racing. So, it's hard to get it out of your kids of what, you know, this moment, you know, means to them. But certainly Ingrid was emotional, my mom and dad emotional, and by the way, Ray was the first person that texted me and the first person that I called. He said congrats. I don't know, he seemed busy, like maybe you guys were interviewing him or something. He's like, man, congrats, great job, man, that's awesome, so happy for you, amazing. Okay, yeah, all right, see you later.
Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. Rick's in here. Ray's in here. Now you're in here. What does it mean for you to see this power trio of you guys in the Hall of Fame now?
You know, I think it tells you a lot about that combination, you know, to what Rick created in his organization, the people, and then when Ray and I, you know, came to work for Rick. And Ray told me, you know, all the resources are there. You know, this could be something really special, and it obviously ended up being way more than we ever anticipated. So, you know, those two are like family to me, and to be able to follow them is, you know, very, very, very special to me. And they're obviously extremely deserving, and I wouldn't be sitting here if it weren't for those two. So I really... Besides my parents, I owe those two everything to what, you know, how they've contributed to my life, and more than just racing, but especially racing when you look at the success that we had on track.
Any more questions for Jeff? Go to Kenny.
Kenny Bruce. Jeff, how does this compare to, like, your championships? I mean, is it on the same level? Is it way above any of that?
It's very surreal to me, and I'm still trying to process, you know, this, because you know, seeing how the Hall of Fame has inducted legends and the names that you know are already in the Hall that will go into the Hall in the future, that what they've contributed to the sport. On one hand, I don't feel worthy, you know, of that, because I put them on such a high, you know, pedestal. To me, you know, I was a kid from California that was racing sprint cars and midgets in Indiana, and came down to North Carolina. hoping and dreaming of something, but I didn't know much about NASCAR racing. You know, everything was IndyCar, open wheel, sprint car, midget to me. I knew the Daytona 500. I knew Richard Petty was and Dale Earnhardt, and that was it. So, you know, when you look back at that, this is very, very surreal to me. But then when I look at the last maybe 25, 26 years and what I've put into it, what it's meant to my life, how it's changed my life, I look at that the era through the 90s and on how that has impacted and changed my life and what I gave back, you know, to a sport that gave me so much. I'm just really proud and honored to be a part of this. Oh yeah, I've got so in my office I have a picture of that class of when and I mean tell me how many race car drivers you know today that went to a driving experience and are became four-time champions or came a champion or won a race. I mean that was unheard of. It was the craziest thing. I look back on it, it's so nuts to me that I think that I went down to that driving school having no idea, no clue what that was going to lead to or what I was going to learn, but I got the opportunity through Larry Newber, through ESPN, because, you know, I was racing Thursday Night Thunder at the time. Maybe it was Saturday by then. I don't remember. And there were no doors opening up for me in Indiana or in the open wheel ranks besides sprint car midget. Things were going pretty good there. But, Larry Newber said to me, he's like, hey, man, maybe you ought to go. And he was doing NASCAR races. So maybe you need to go check that out. He said, I can probably, help you get to Buck Baker Drives. I mean, at that point, nobody was going to necessarily put me in a car to go test or anything like that. So somehow led to Buck Baker in the driving school, and we brought cameras down with ESPN to film a little something for Thursday Night Thunder. And I meet Hugh Connerty there, who has a Busch Grand National car driving around. And, I mean, you guys know the story. But I just look at that. It's just crazy, absolutely crazy. That led to meeting Leo Jackson, which, then was Andy Petrie, who introduced us to Ray Evernham. I mean, it's that I always go back and try to pinpoint moments. There's too many of them. If I pinpoint one moment, I can lead it right to another moment that was also significant in what my career did.
We'll wrap it up. Oh, got two more, Dustin and Zach.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Jeff, you referenced have things maybe gone a little bit differently. You could have been driving for Jack, or there was some talk about that. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that, those times when you were driving for Ford and kind of where that went and how far that went? Because I'm not sure if many people know as much about that.
Yeah, so, I'll step back, and I'm trying not to bore you too much with this, but I'll step back a little bit more. So, I did the race in Rockingham for Hugh Connerty and sat on the outside front row, crashed on, lap 23? But obviously there was enough there that got some attention. So I got a call from Lee Morse from Ford at home in Indiana, and he said, hey, what do you know about the Carolina Ford dealer's car, Bill Davis? And I was like, yeah, that, I think I remember seeing that car. That car sounds familiar. And he said, yeah, Mark Martin. And I was like, oh, yeah, I just saw a Busch Grand National race at Dover. Man, that car was leading, like, every lap. Didn't win. They had some issue, but he led a bunch of laps. And he's like, how would you like to drive that car? I said, are you kidding me? He goes, well, let's put you in for a test. This had to be, I don't know, November or something. I don't remember. It was cold in Rockingham before the season started. So it was either December or January when I actually did the test. And I was like, absolutely, I would love to do it. And we went to Rockingham, had an amazing test, super fast course. Now I look back on the track, was probably really, really fast because of how cold it was. So that helped me and worked in my favor. So, of course, I go to work for Bill Davis, and I had a contract that was like a year-to-year contract with Ford where they gave me a car and, a little bit of money and drove for Bill Davis. The Roush thing, I think, came when they got wind that, I was starting to get some offers. And the first one came from Cale Yarbrough in 91, which I was like, Cale, like, I'm not even halfway through my rookie season. I can't do that. But Bill was gracious enough to let me go test that car. Many people don't realize I tested for Kale out here at Charlotte Motor Speedway about busting my. But well, I did. I spun out. I just didn't hit anything. So then, you know, went through 91, and then in 92, that's when things got real. And we started we won that race at Atlanta, and everybody knows the story about Rick Hendrick seeing me, you know, there. And I don't know what happened, but the buzz started getting around. Of course, Bill wanted to go cup racing. Didn't look like a reality to me, you know, at the time, because, you know, it seemed like a long way from being a cup team. It was a great Busch Grand National team. So Ford came to me and said, hey, you know, we'd like to talk to you about a potential opportunity, Jack Roush. I never spoke to Jack until after all that, but that's what Ford, you know, had mentioned to me. I think it was kind of out of desperation of we don't want to lose you in our camp, but I think by that point I was already set in with what I was going to do with Rick.
Okay, and we'll wrap it up with Zach.
By the way, if I had the opportunity, you know, prior to Rick calling me, I'd have jumped on top of that. I mean, to drive for Jack Roush, how amazing would that have been? You know, so yeah, I'm happy the way things worked out. But you can believe that had I not already been signed with Rick, it all worked out for the right reasons. But yeah, I would have done that. Bill Davis would have still been mad, by the way.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. You've got a few months to think about it, but have you given some thought to what a speech is going to look like and what the emotions might be there?
Oh, Lord, no. I'm dreading it already as you start to mention it and ask me about it, but I think that the common theme for me has just been timing, you know, who I've met and what role they've played into getting me into the best possible opportunity to win races and win championships. And that started before NASCAR, but it ramped up to another level when I came in, especially into the Cup Series and connected with Rick and Ray. So, you know, obviously you want to recognize, and it's a long list of people that contributed to my career, but certainly from the NASCAR side. I just had a chance, whether it be from the start with Ray, to Robbie Loomis, even their short little spurt there with Brian Weitzel and Steve Letarte, but then to end my career with, I think, one of the best crew chiefs that's out there, Alan Gustafson, and actually win and go battle for a championship in my final race was, we'll call it my final race, why not, was really, really special to me. So a lot of people, but I haven't thought about it other than that.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you. Congratulations again.
Appreciate it.